Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Aztec women's basketball team, Stacey Terry Hudson and her club, off to a 6-0 start for the first time, guys, in 30-plus years. And joining us, one of the stars of that team, Kim Villalobos, joins us
here.
Hello, Kim.
Hi, Kim.
How are you?
Hey, guys.
Good. You guys go 6-0, and you immediately get rewarded with a trip to Cancun. Not bad.
Not bad at all. I'm so excited.
You are excited. Three games coming up this week in Cancun, Mexico. Talk a little bit about this team, though, and what you've seen that you like so far, and what has allowed you guys to get off to a 6-0 start.
Yeah, the team has been great. Even from the beginning, the first couple practices we had, I think I could notice it was, you know, different. Everybody has been bought in, not, you know, just after the first win, after momentum. It's great momentum. But I think even from the first game, we, you know, we have that goal of winning the championship in mind, especially after last season. This team's just fun. Everyone's great. Everyone gets along. It's been a great start to the season, and it's only preseason. So, we're just super excited to keep going.
Kim, you mentioned it a little bit. Let's go back to last year. You guys got to the end of the season. You guys got hot and had a good run there at the end. Have you seen any of the carryover from last year to this year? Because you guys are scoring in a similar way. Everybody's kind of sharing the ball. How much carryover have you seen from last year to this year?
Yeah, a lot of carryover, actually. Like you said, we're sharing the ball. Everybody's scoring, you know, or it's somebody's night, and then it's somebody else's night the next day. I think we saw that later in the tournament last year. You know, it was different people, whether it was somebody off the bench or a starter who was scoring, but it was somebody different leading us all the time. And, I just think we've also stepped it up on our defense. And that's why we've been able to kind of carry over 6-0 starting for the season compared to last year, for sure.
Aztecs will take on Wisconsin on Thursday, the first of their three games in Cancun. Kim Villalobos is with us. 6-0 start, something to be pretty happy about. But as you said, it's early. There's a lot of basketball left. And eventually, I know you guys want to get to a championship in the Mountain West, something you missed by one game last year. But I've noticed being around you guys are already talking about it. It's on, you know, it's there. Like your coach, Stacey Terry Hudson, she talks about, we have to do things right because we want to win a championship at the end. I think that's important, don't you, to be already pointing towards that?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I think it's easy, of course, to say things when you're winning, but like I said, before the season started, we were already talking about a championship, you know? So I think just carrying over the momentum from last year, realizing we were super, super close, but we didn't win that last game, and just remembering that. And yeah, we talk about it all the time.
Kim Villalobos joins us here on Gwen and Chris. Fifth-year senior forward for the Aztecs. And Kim, you've had the luxury of being able to be here the entire time. And that's, you know, in today's day and age, that doesn't always happen. You see so many young men and women entering the transfer portal. Just talk a little bit about, you know, you came in on that COVID year, which was a tough year for everyone. Just talk about how you've seen this program really seem like it's starting to turn the corner from that freshman year, your first year here, to this year here now.
Yeah, definitely. Like you said, turned the corner. It's a huge difference from when I came. I think the culture just changed a lot in so many different ways. I've been here 5 years, like you've said. Well, this is my fifth year, and I've seen that, you know, carry over every day. And there's a lot of aspects to why I didn't leave. You know, of course, the coaching staff, San Diego as a school, my family, just being able to just see it through, you know, see how I could see how great I think the team could be and how we can win that championship. And I think this year, as my last year, of course, I want to win. But also because I've been here for so long, it's just that more, I guess, important to me, I'd say.
Kim, the other thing that I've noticed with being with you guys and around this team is the excitement at Viejas Arena. I mean, obviously, now you started it, like Tony said, in the COVID year, there was nobody in the arena. But the fan,
right.
The fans following you guys and being excited about this team, I think you guys feel that when you're playing at home. And, women's basketball, just in general, maybe Caitlin Clark and all of that stuff. But it seems like it's all trickled down to you guys at the college level. I'm seeing more excitement than ever.
Yeah, of course. I mean, the women's game has taken it to another level these past couple years, and it's going to keep trending. But, and especially, us that we're having a great season, the fans sticking around with us from my freshman year to now, I'm seeing fans that I saw 4 years ago still supporting us at every game, which means so much to us. And it just shows how much, support we do have, whether the gym isn't for it, it is. It helps so much. It really does.
Kim, last one for me. You guys obviously have a boatload of games ahead of you. Where do you want to see this team make some strides of improvement as you guys get going deeper into the season?
Yeah, definitely our communication on the court. I think we can always be better there. Continuing to step it up a level on defense. I think we're off to a great start right now, but to maintain that, definitely defense. And the shots will fall, whether it's someone's night or not. It'll be somebody else's. But I definitely think talking on the floor and defense will definitely set us apart.
Last thing, can you just talk about we ask Coach on often, and we really love having her on. But I just get the feeling that she's created something there. Bit of a, the family, whatever you want to call it. As Tony said, so many people transfer nowadays. Guess what? This team didn't have one player transfer from last year. Everybody stayed around, and you've added to it.
Yeah.
I think Stacy Terry Hudson, probably gets a lot of the credit for getting this all together, don't you think?
Yeah, for sure. She has created this. She has made for myself, this is my fifth year now, for other teammates, has made this a home for us. And, there's some people that are far from home. I'm a little nearby, but it still feels like a second home here whenever we're on campus, in the gym. And, yeah, I think it's just genuine, like her genuineness and the staff and their ability to understand who we are as people first outside of just basketball is important, especially now. Like you said, people transfer, but it's really hard to know whether you're going to go to, somewhere safe and genuine like San Diego State. And I think that's a huge reason why a lot of us stay, for sure.
Well, Kim, it was wonderful having you on. We'll look forward to a trip to Cancun together.
All right. Yes, sounds good. I'll be nice to me.
We'll see you a little later. Thanks for coming on,
Thank you, Kim.
Best of luck the rest. Keep it going.
Of course. Thank you. Have a good one.
Yes, there she goes, Kim Villalobos from the Aztec women's basketball team.